prayer, participate in that, and then in the sharing groups. Now, I know some people like to share more than others, but everybody participate in that because some very rich things happen during that time. And then afterwards, there's going to be relationships formed and those kind of things. And so talk to folks afterwards. So I'm excited. I'm expecting amazing things. And I will pray and I'll turn things over to Eddie. Are you ready? Yeah. Ready, Eddie? Okay. Father in heaven, we just give you praise and give you thanks. And I just thank you for supernatural strength coming to every person here tonight. Supernatural energy, and they are alive and full of your power. But we just thank you as we start things tonight. Revelation, light, understanding to come forth. And Father, we are hearers and doers of your word. And I thank you for divine connections being formed here in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Is that on? Good evening. Hope you all had some rest today. Got rested up. I just came straight from work, so I am ready. You know, because on a day like today, it's like everything comes at you to distract you and disturb you so that you can't be ready for the night. But thank God. You know, last year when we started this trust challenge, I was in a certain place. Like everybody tonight, you're in a certain spot in your own life, your own situations, everything that you got going on. So in a certain place there, and that's where I was last year. But in that trusting God, something happened to me. I moved from where I was to closer to where God wanted me to be. And that's what we expect to happen to you in this trust challenge also, is that we'll move from where you're at tonight, and I'm going to call this our current reality, from where we're at tonight to where God wants us to be further down the road. So I know for me last year, I went into it, and if you were here last year, you saw the big giant, and he had a big sticker on his forehead. Well, that one was mine. I put it there strategically, and mine was get out of debt, because I had amassed all kinds of debt, business debt, and you know, stuff that you do when you're an entrepreneur or in business. So I had amassed all this debt, and so that's what I wanted to do, is I wanted to get out of that debt. I wanted to get all that debt paid off and get a little freer. And so that's where I was applying my faith. But as I was going into that, I started really doing what we were teaching and talking to us about trusting God. Because in the middle of that, I had all these ideas about how I could get it done, what I could do. But that's not really what we were teaching. That's not really what the whole thing was last year. The thing was last year is that we were to trust God. And that God was going to show us the way. And he was going to lead us and direct us. So that's what I did. I did what many of you did. I just trusted God. I relied on him. I depended on him. I counted on him. And I looked to him to show me what to do and what not to do. And in the at the end of our trust challenge, let me tell you where we ended at the end of our trust challenge. I have to put a plug in for our team again, because we had the best attendance, is that the stars? Or you'll give me a star? Okay. No, but really, I said this the other day. You're going to get out of this trust challenge what you put into it. You're not going to get any more. But if you come and you put into it, you'll get. So we did. I did. And at the end of the trust challenge, things were beginning to happen in my personal life and in our business. And I got a phone call one day, and somebody wanted to meet with me about our building and so forth and so on. And right in the middle of that, I had this bright idea of what I could do. And I was right in the middle of this big, grandiose, bright idea. And I talked to Pastor Susie one day, and she said, "Is that what you really want?" And I realized, wait a second, here I am. I'm back to trying to fix this myself. I'm back to trying to do something myself. And I realized, wait, it's not about me. It's about him. So I, again, went back to trusting God and spent some time in prayer and listened to him. And he began to work stuff out for me, bigger and better and beyond what I could have ever done myself. But I learned through that I was in a place and I was going somewhere. And it's like so many of us, when we do that, there's a process we go through. The world calls that process or being in one place and going to another, that there's a tension there. There's really a conflict there. The world calls that structural tension. And here's the best way to illustrate it to you. So, desired result is here. My current, not too good, reality here. Can y'all relate? And this desired result is not just based on what I want, but for me and you, this is based on what God has said. What God has said about us in His Word. What God has given us His written Word for, shed the blood of Jesus for, Jesus being raised from the dead, it bought and paid for this desired result. But here we all are, our current reality, and it's a long ways from there. So when you have two points like that, there is something that happens that's called structural tension in the worlds. Because there's tension between where we are right now and where we want to go. And you see there's some tension on this. So in that structural tension, what happens there is for most of us, when we're in the midst of that, it's a little uncomfortable. When you're here in your current reality and you're looking there at what the Word of God says you are, there's a little uncomfortability there, if that's a word. You're just uncomfortable because you're not there. There's tension between those two places. And the way we all are is we want to take the path of least resistance. We want to be comfortable. We don't want pressure. We don't want conflict. We want to be comfortable. And so many times what we will do is we will give up on and turn loose of God's desired result and stay where we're at. We'll lose hope. We'll turn loose of the hope of what God has and we'll stay right here where we're at. Or so many of us do this. We'll take a couple of steps that direction and so we're going that direction, but then we turn loose of it and we really feel like we go a couple steps back. Has that happened to anybody? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Because you're trying to get there. You've got a plan. You're trying to get there. But then it seems like you can't do it. And you turn loose of it. And you fall back. But that's how that stuff works. That's how this works. There's a tension there between where you are and where God wants you to be. Now, we got this in the Bible. We see it in the Bible. Have you ever heard of a man named Abram? You know, his name was Abram. God spoke to him, Genesis 12. Told him to get out of his father's house. Get out of his father's country. Get out of the country. Go to a land that I'll show you. And there I will make you a great nation. Right? And I will bless you and you will be a blessing. That's a loose version of what he said there in Genesis 12. But we see that Abram, in his current reality, he hears what God said, what God declared, and he steps out. Now, he didn't step out fully trusting. Now, he did step out. But we know he didn't do it fully trusting because he didn't obey God. He took somebody with him. Y'all remember the story? He took Lot with him. And God didn't say anything about that. God told him to get out of his father's house. Get out of that. And go to a place I'll show you. But he took somebody with him. So we know he didn't fully trust God. But he did get in action. He started something. When we are in that middle, or we're in that structural tension between where we're at and where God has called us, sometimes it's comfortable to do it our way. To do it our way. See, it's falling back again on us. But what God wants us to do is to trust Him, to follow Him, to just obey completely obey. Just trust Him. That's what He's looking for out of us. And that's what we're looking for in this challenge, is that we will trust Him and obey. Follow His leading. And in doing that, you get closer to where you want to go. I mean, it's His story. Abram's story could be mine and your story. I mean, he couldn't have the baby himself for many years. And so they had the bright idea to fix it. They were going to fix it themselves. I mean, how many times have you and I seen where we are, current reality, look at what God has promised, and so we're going to help God out. We're going to do it, you know, we're going to help Him out. Instead of fully trusting and obeying, we're going to help Him out. And we end up, just like Abram ended up with an Ishmael. We end up with something that's not what God intended for us to have at all. But we weren't willing to trust, fully trust, and obey so that we could get to where His desired result for us is. Now again, us, Christians, church, we got God's Word. So what we do is we look at the Word of God and we see ourselves in His Word. We take that word and we let that be who we want to be. Let what He sees for us, what He has declared for us, our desired result, that's, we find the picture of that in the Word of God. In the world, you know, they want to make this thing up themselves and they want to make it all happen and there's all these steps and plans. But for us, our step, our plan is to trust God. Now, the power of God gets involved in your life as you trust Him. The grace of God empowers you. It propels you. It moves you. But it comes from you first trusting God. You have to trust Him first. And when He says something to you to do, or He shows you what to do, you just obey. So that structural tension between current reality and where you're going, or where you see for yourselves, if you give up, if you stop, if you quit, if you turn loose, you go back. You fall back. Y'all remember what Paul said one time? He says, I press on towards the mark, right? I turn loose of the things that are behind, and I'm pushing on. That's what I'm talking about here, is we are in the middle of, from where we are, current reality, tonight, to where we're going, God's desired result. What does that look like? It's going to look something different for every one of us. But in the starting of it, the first thing that will come is some pressure to get you to quit, to stop, to give up, to turn loose of the hope of His promise. And if you do, you fall back. If you don't, you press on. And you don't quit, you don't stop, you don't give up. It's not me depending on me. It's not you depending on you. It's not a magic formula or some step that we take. It's the Word of God. It's His grace. It's His ability. It's His power infused in us. That's what it is. But it comes from you trusting Him. Now, last year we started off trusting God in our finances. And we saw in trusting God in our finances, many people, because finances is such an easy way to trust God, many people trusted God in that, and they had Him explode in their life in all kinds of other situations. Because once you learn how to trust Him there, you can trust Him in anything and in anywhere. So trusting God in finances is a great place to start, but then you go on from there. What we're talking about this time is you trusting God in all areas of your life. Current reality, God's desired result. There's going to be tension. There is tension because none of us are there. Or are you? Is it, are any of you guys over there already at God's desired result? We're not, are we? But we have to face the brutal facts of where we really are. Because if we know where we really are, that we're not there, then we can count on God to get us there. And we can trust in Him, and He will get us there. He'll show us what to do. Oh, I started to say a while ago, there's not a magic formula. There's not a secret recipe to this. It's going to be different for every one of us. But what the number one thing is that you believe in His Word and what He said about you there. Don't turn loose of that. You trust in it. And you stick with it. You persevere. You go on. I will tell you that in the summertime, last summer, after our trust challenge finished, and I'd had a promise from somebody for our business, I experienced some of the hardest pressure that I'd experienced in 10 years of business. But I had a word from God, because I'd spent some time praying back right at the end of the trust challenge and the first few days away from trust challenge. I just would wake up in the morning. In my house, they don't believe I wake up in the morning because I normally don't. But there was about 6 or 8 weeks there that I would wake up when Lindsay was first out of school, and I'd spend some time praying. And I just heard God say one simple thing to me. He said, "Walk it out." That's all He said. Walk it out. Walk it out. And really, that's really what He said to Abram. He told him to go into the land and walk it out. Walk it out. I mean, that's what Paul did. He walked it out. So what I did is I just walked it out. And in the midst of tremendous pressure, in the midst of all kinds of stuff going on around me, I just walked it out. I didn't know how it was going to work out. I didn't know when it was going to work out. I didn't know any answers. Only thing I knew is that I could count on God and I could trust Him and I could just walk it out day by day, foot by foot, moment by moment. I was counting on, I was depending on, I was relying on Him. And then it worked. He took care of it all. That's what we're talking about here, is trusting in Him. Trust in Him and stay with it. Stick with it. Stay with it. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop. Here's our verse, the theme verse. I should have started with this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. This is a different translation. It says, trust in the Lord from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. See, he's talking to me there because I'm the type of person that I like to figure things out. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. So what we're looking for here is to not be looking to your own way of solving the problem, your own way of getting from your present reality to what God's desired result for you is. Trust in Him. Because if you trust in Him from the bottom of your heart, don't try to figure it out, but you listen to God's voice. You listen to God's voice, and He will show you what to do. So our part is to trust Him. Now Habakkuk, this is an interesting verse in Habakkuk. If you've ever spent any time in the Old Testament, and we talk about Habakkuk 2, and it's where he talks about writing the vision. He's really, Habakkuk 2 is an answer to a question that's in Habakkuk 1. Where really Habakkuk is asking God questions. He's questioning God. I mean, have any of you guys ever questioned God sometimes about something? Why He does what He does and why He doesn't do? I mean, there were some people running wild and was hurting some of God's people. And so Habakkuk was like asking God, what's going on with this? So God answered him and says this. He says, write the vision, make it plain, so that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. In the end, it will speak. It will not lie, though it tarries. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Here, I'm going to read this to you in a different translation. This is NLT, New Living Translation. It says, write my answer plainly on tablets, so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end. It will be fulfilled. But if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it shall surely take place. It will not be delayed. The next verse says this. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. So, see, the proud people trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. It's just all mixed up. We all are aware of what our present reality is. We need to see ourselves in God's Word about what His desired result for us is. And in this trust challenge, you write that down and you make it plain. And it may not come the first week. It won't come, may not come the second week. It may not come before this whole thing is over. But don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't turn it loose. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Don't try to make it happen. Your job is to trust God. Your job is to count on Him. Your job is to find yourself in the Word and keep that in front of your eyeballs and keep that going into your ears and keep that going into your mouth and coming out of your mouth. That's what your job is. And if you do that, it will come to pass. It will absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, come to pass. But you cannot quit, give up, draw back. Because when you do, it pops and it goes the other way. And you fall back worse off than what you were. I mean, that's what happened with Abram. He had several times he made mistakes. He fell back, but he held on to the promise. Him and God would have conversations and they would talk, and he held on to the promise. And the end, God changed his name, and within a matter of days, 90 days, she was pregnant. But he walked the path out in so many other ways. Do not stop. Do not quit. Do not give up. Trust God. That's your part.
Amen. We're gonna act on that. It's funny you read Habakkuk 2:2. I was gonna read that if you didn't. But we're gonna take a moment and do a little activity. Can you pass those out, please? We have a sheet for you to look at here. And Harry, put that up on the screen for me if you don't mind. Here's what it looks like. You have at the bottom, you're gonna map out where your current reality. And so we're passing those out right now. You'll get a pen. Where are you right now? What are the brutal facts in your life? What are you facing right now? And before we get too depressed about all of that, we're going to write at the top, where's the end goal? Where's the vision? Where is it that God wants us to end up at this point? We did something similar to this last year in the Trust Challenge. Maybe not the first week or second week, but we have a vision that's right here in front of us. Sam and Danielle wrote out that they wanted to be pregnant with Zoe, and there she is. The vision message is plain right in front of us, so it's awesome. So dream big. Dream really big. Dream bigger than yourself, even if there's complications that you know that you're facing right now. Dream big. And I just I want to help you with this. And then there's the trust the word part. So I want to give you just a brief example of what this might look like in your life, and just something I came up with. So the first thing at the bottom, we put that up there, insurmountable debt. So that's something tangible, insurmountable debt. You may be up to your eyeballs and beyond in debt, and that's your current reality. Not a pretty picture at all, but your goal, the end result, is you want to experience freedom. Everybody say freedom!
Freedom!
You want to experience freedom, freedom in your finances, freedom from fear, freedom from, what the word talks about, slavery, and, you know, in that respect. And how do we get there? So the world's ways would be, let's write some action steps. Let's say, okay, this is what we gotta do. You gotta do debt snowball. You gotta, you know, budget, this, that, and the other. We're gonna look beyond the practical. We're gonna look at the supernatural aspect of this because, if we just begin to lean on our own understanding, it may not be the exact thing that you need to do as your next step. It may be something completely outside of your understanding. We're leaning on God, right? We're leaning and trusting in Him with all of our heart. So what are we going to trust in? We're going to trust in the Word. So I just wrote a few scriptures that would apply to that situation, and that's what you're going to put on those things. And you don't have to fill this all out right now. Maybe those scriptures, they're not going to pop in your head, but take this home and look up some scriptures. Maybe your group can help you with some stuff as you begin to share tonight. So I put up like Luke 6:38, given it shall be given to you. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is our theme for the Trust Challenge. And the beautiful thing about it is this, as Harry talked about this morning, as we do this, as we look at where we are, and as we kind of write the vision to where God wants us to be, and then we trust him in the process, the whole thing is that he's going to direct our paths, isn't he? And the beautiful thing is that he will direct us to that destination where he wants us to be, all right? So we're going to give you a couple of minutes. We want you to not just write something, hey, I want a new car by the end of this thing, but spend some time praying, spend some time hearing from God. We talked about Wednesday night hearing the voice of God about what you want and what he wants for you. So we'll put on some music, spend some time praying, praying about this, just responding to what God's stirring on the inside of your heart tonight. I just want to make sure that you have had a few minutes to pray about that and write some things down. Some of you are still furiously writing. That's good. I'm going to take a moment and pray together, and then we will go into our groups. If you do not have a group number, you can see Pastor Susie or Rhonda, and they'll get you one in just a second. Everybody should have a group number on your name tag on the back. And the groups are listed on the walls, 1 through 8 over here, and then 9 in the corner. Let's pray, and then we'll go to our groups, okay? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to stretch ourselves. Literally, stretching is taking place through the structural tension in our lives. There's some conflict. There's some tension between where we are and where we want to be and where you want us to be. And so, Father, I pray for each of us that we would have this determination to do whatever it takes to get to where you want us to be, to end up with our goals and our vision becoming a new reality for us. Father, as we endeavor tonight to reveal where we are and to encourage one another in reaching our goals, may we be open, may we be receptive to what you want to do in and through us as we receive encouragement, as we give encouragement in our groups. Thank you for it, and we give you this time in Jesus' name. Amen.